You are listening to Simpler One Earth Living from Jubilee, One Earth Economics, and Simple Living Works. This is episode number 116 of Simple Living Works with co-hosts Lee Van Ham and Jerry Iverson. Today we feature the first part of a four-part series based on the Advent Christmas resource, Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? Greetings, Lee, from Sioux City, Iowa, and Simple Living Works.
And greetings, Jerry, from San Diego, and I can say sunny San Diego, and Jubilee One Earth Economics. Well, as you know, it's September. Too early to think of Christmas, right? And yet, before long, signs of the commercial Christmas will be forcing us to think, oh, time to buy gifts for the holiday. So, how about we launch a counteroffensive, one in resistance to commercialized celebrations of this holy day so that alternatives can be practiced, ones expressing the core inclusive significance of the birth of Jesus? Well, that's our intent today. Will we succeed? Will you join the resistance and shape alternatives? Well, stay with us as you decide. And I'm just thinking, Jerry, that you've been working at this for decades now, three decades at least. Simple Living Works has been promoting voluntary simplicity. I just would like you to give us a little brief history of that. So then we'll bring it together with the Common Good podcast and One Earth Jubilee Economics as we use this rich resource in a new context today.
You're right, Lee. Simple Living Works has been promoting voluntary simplicity since 1973, originally under the name Alternatives. As of this year, we have published 30 editions of the annual Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? It's an overtly Christian resource helping families, individuals, and congregations or groups resist the pressures of a consumer Christmas. Part one, that is this episode, is primarily introductory material. Part two, the next episode, includes inspiring reflections, then parts three and four, more reflections and fun activities. By the way, Lee, all those editions of Whose Birthday are available for free online. Our mission is not just restricted to Christmas. Christmas is just the most glaring example of replacing true meaning in life with stuff. It goes on all year, at other holidays and rites of passage, and every day. In Whose Birthday, we use gentle reminders and helpful tips and biblical reflections and family activities, not lectures and condescending judgments. We try to show how each one of us can resist, non-cooperate in the dominant economic system based on overconsumption and debt. We do this for our own health and those around us, our families, friends, and congregations.
So today we want to build on this legacy that has been created over the last decades by Simple Living Works as we come together recognizing that some things have changed in these decades. And one of them is that today we are just so aware that we have only one planet. And the living support system of this planet is being aggressively and hostily undermined. And then the other thing is we live in a multi-faith society, so how can we use an explicitly Christian resource, or can we, unless we are following the spiritual path of Christian faith? Well, so we ask you to join us in putting Whose Birthday Is It Anyway into One Earth and multi-faith thinking. One Earth living is now so critical that we all must fit what we do into our planet. And given the aggressive hatred and distrust of many that so many people are experiencing regarding their spiritual path, well, it's essential for us to consider how to celebrate Christmas in a multi-faith society. So of the two, One Earth Living is a natural. Celebrating Christmas in a way that is low-consuming and non-commercial fits beautifully with One Planet celebrations. Our multi-faith society presents a little different challenge because just a simple greeting like Merry Christmas spoken with a smile to a stranger may not be very sensitive if that stranger is a Jew, a Buddhist, or following some other spiritual path. And yet, the core significance of the birth story of Jesus, a Jew, is inclusive for all. A phrase like peace on earth to all of goodwill is, well, clearly inclusive. They're angelic words of hope for a world torn by violence and bullies. So as you listen to this reprise of an earlier episode of Whose Birthday Is It Anyway, think with us about how to live with the core of this birthday of Jesus in more inclusive ways. One possibility for the collaboration that between Simple Living Works and the Common Good podcast is to recognize some of the special days of other religions during the year. Because I think that core meanings of so many religious holidays serve to proclaim to everyone that our planet's life support systems are collapsing and that inclusive solidarity between humans and all beings is our essential response. So what are your thoughts on celebrating the birth of Jesus according to One Earth Ways and in our multi-faith world?
Here is the first of four episodes featuring guest voices.
What has happened to Christmas? Too much time spent on parties and not enough on the people important to us? Too much money spent on things, but not enough care given to our loved ones? Too much rush and chaos and crush to fit everything in? Why is Christmas so important to us, and why do we so often feel like we've missed it?
Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? Is an alternative to the negative pressures on Christmas. We have asked the same questions and felt the same disconnection between the season and our celebrations.
This resource has practical ideas to help rethink the ways to celebrate Christmas. Everyone deserves a Christmas that has meaning, value, and peace. Slow down, take a breath, and read these suggestions that let the real spirit of Christ come home this Christmas.
I'm Angela. It's my pleasure to present our Advent and Christmas resource for families and churches, Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? Ideas for a Christ-Centered Holiday.
And I'm Matt. Just about everything that's in our Whose Birthday magazine is also here on this recording.
Whether you're listening to this for your personal edification or in a group, we hope you will be inspired to celebrate a simple, joy-filled Christmas with less stress and debt. Then we hope you want to share this message with others in your community.
The message of voluntary simplicity is so powerful and so needed that your efforts will be well worth your time and energy. If you do nothing, be assured that nothing will happen. You are God's hands on earth.
We love to share ideas for celebrating a simpler, more meaningful Christmas season. Most of the ideas are taken from Alternative's annual family booklet called Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? Why a Simpler Christmas? A simpler Christmas leads to freedom. A consumer Christmas leads to stress and debt. Simplicity leads to generosity. A simpler Christmas leaves room for more joy. It is such a joy to get the burden of stuff off our shoulders. A simpler Christmas builds relationships. We are told thousands of times every day by commercial advertising that we will find meaning and happiness through stuff. Voluntary simplicity says we will find happiness and meaning in life through relationships, within ourselves, with others, with the earth, and with God. A simpler Christmas leads to a whole life of simplicity. Celebrating is one part of a total life of integrity. This booklet is one step on the lifelong journey of simple living. Only we can choose to simplify our own lives. This booklet can help. A simpler Christmas promotes justice. By using only our fair share of Earth's resources, we leave some for others around the globe and for future generations. Live simply that others may simply live. A simpler Christmas cares for creation. A simpler life is an Earth-friendly life. Let's have a simpler Christmas this year. Let Us Have a Truly Christ-like Christmas by Linda Dray Nightingale. I have always found it odd that Christmas involves consumerism. Christ was not in the habit of giving physical gifts, but spiritual gifts. We can still enjoy the spirit of giving without buying into consumerism. Here are some ideas to enrich your Christmas and not necessarily enrich the pocketbooks of businesses and deplete the environment. The possibilities are endless. Just let your mind be creative. While you are out during this holiday season, remember to combine trips. Take along a bag for purchases, or do not accept a bag for anything you can carry. Rent or borrow rather than buy supplies for parties, and enjoy moments with family and friends. Give a gift certificate for an outing together. January and February are the perfect times to still be festive. If you have a talent you enjoy, share it with a gift certificate, like pie baking, babysitting, or gardening. Make a colorful basket of organic fruit, jams, and pasta sauces. This not only can be enjoyed by all, but also introduces new people to buying organics. Think of what the person enjoys and give a gift certificate for that, like concerts, a yarn store, sporting goods, locally owned restaurants, or especially weekly music lessons for a child for a year. We maintain houses full of objects. Some of those objects make perfect gifts for others, especially when passing on family treasures. Then do not replace them. By buying someone a membership in a nonprofit, they get a double benefit. The money went to some place they believe in, and they are not writing a thank you note for some object they did not need.
Weekly Family Time: How to Use These Reflections and Activities. The resources provided here offer individuals, families, and other small groups a way to remember the reason we celebrate this holy season. The reflections begin the first week of Advent and follow through the Feast of Epiphany. Before Advent begins, make an Advent wreath. Find a book with instructions or follow these simple directions. Take a large, flat, shallow bowl, at least 9 inches in diameter, and fill it with sand or coarse salt. Place 4 purple candles securely around the edge of the bowl. Place a large white candle in the center. Make a circle of evergreens and place them around the bowl. You will also need a manger scene, a Bible, and matches. Light 1 purple candle on the week of Advent 1, 2 the week of Advent 2, etc. Light all 5 beginning on Christmas Eve. Set aside time each week to worship, perhaps after a meal on Sundays. Invite those who may be alone to join in. Depending on the ages of those in your group, adults may want to read the reflections beforehand. Incorporate the activities. Read and discuss one reflection at each meeting. Sing along with the well-known tunes of the Carols with Justice CD. Gather around the Advent wreath. Take turns reading, lighting the candles, praying, singing, and sharing feelings and ideas. Top 10 uses of whose birthday. For congregations. 1. Distribute whose birthday to individuals, families, and groups. Use our free promo kit on paper or online. 2. Use whose birthday for Bible study, such as a women's circle or men's breakfast. 3. Use whose birthday for Sunday school and adult forum. 4. Use whose birthday for pulpit talks or sermons. 5. Include whose birthday as part of a simple Christmas workshop for your congregation or community. Our alternative event organizer's kit can help you with your event. For individuals and families, 1. Read from whose birthday at weekly family meeting and fun time. 2. Read from whose birthday for personal devotions. 3. Read whose birthday for mealtime discussions. 4. Read whose birthday at extended family gatherings. 5. Use whose birthday at a Christmas planning time or event. Hold a family meeting between October 1st and November 1st to talk about Christmas expectations. What does each of us really want? Who is going to do what? What is really most meaningful? Are we willing to spend less on ourselves and give more to the needy? Write down and post decisions and changes to consider. More exciting, helpful ways to use whose birthday. 1. Order additional copies of this booklet. Give or mail them to friends in place of Christmas cards. Use a 9x12 recycled envelope. Insert a personal note or your family Christmas letter. On recycled paper, of course. 2. Send photocopied articles from the booklet to friends, relatives, and members of your congregation. 3. Download the text for your church newsletter. Going beyond whose birthday. 1. Check out the 20-plus ideas of our Simpler Living Community Network. Select an activity. Try it. 2. Learn how to influence others towards simpler living. Read Guidelines for Change. 3. Be a proactive volunteer. Read Simple Living 101, toolbooks for activists shy or bold. Listen to Living Simply and Loving It. 4. Plan a public event, such as an Unplug the Christmas Machine workshop. Read Alternative Event Organizers Kit. We'd love to share your results and ideas with others. Want more details? See our complete user's guide on our website.
Diana Woolley and Richard Steinbach will now perform Hope is a Candle. from their Sing Justice, Do Justice CD. The entire collection is available as a booklet and on music CD.
The Spirit of St. Nicholas by W. David Holden. December 6th is the feast day for St. Nicholas. St. Nicholas was bishop in the city of Myra in the country we now call Turkey in the 4th century. That's about all we know for sure about him. Most of the stories about him are clearly products of the pious imagination. But common themes run through those stories. St. Nicholas fiercely defended the doctrine of the Holy Trinity. He protected children and women from abuse and exploitation. He advocated with kings for prisoners. Not surprisingly, he became one of the most beloved saints of the Orthodox Church, in which I have found my spiritual home. I learned about the spirit of St. Nicholas, however, long before I became Orthodox. I was reared in a small Methodist church in North Carolina. We thought we had a big crowd when 40 people came to church. We had about a dozen youngsters in the church, and the adults always made us present some kind of Christmas pageant, the old and very simple kind, with only readings and carols. The thing that I most vividly and fondly remember about those childhood pageants was the gift bags. They were little brown paper bags, and in them were an apple and an orange, a peppermint candy stick, and a couple of walnuts. They were about as simple a Christmas gift as anybody could have, and they were certainly all that a small church of lower-class working people could afford at that time. But they were wonderful gifts, because everybody got one. All of us in the pageant and all the regular churchgoers got one, and everybody else who came to the pageant got one. It did not matter if they were church members who only showed up once a year. It did not matter if they were members of other churches in our community. It did not matter if they belonged to no church at all. Everybody got one of those bags. Bishop Nicholas would have loved them. On December 6th, we ask St. Nicholas to pray for us. We say to him, "Who could hear of thine unlimited condescension, and wonder not at thy patience and cheerfulness toward the poor, thy compassion over the sorrowful? For thou didst teach all concerning God." We ask St. Nicholas to ask the Lord for the grace to share his love with everyone we meet. Discussion questions. 1. Why do you suppose American culture focuses on Santa Claus instead of St. Nicholas? 2. Do you have a new idea of a way to include St. Nicholas into your family's or congregation's celebration? 3. St. Nicholas reached out to the poor. How are you in community with the poor? What can we learn from poor people at home and around the world?
You've been listening to Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? Part 1. Have you listened to our recent episodes? In mid-July and early August, we hosted John Deere telling why and how peace and nonviolence are stronger than the chaos and violence which are continually used by people and governments in power. In mid-August, we heard from Grace Jerry and her personal story of how global Christian missionary work moved away from its participation in the imperialist and colonial actions of European countries and their churches toward the liberation work of working side by side with locals in whatever country and church hosted a U.S. missionary as a guest. And then on September 1st, we interviewed Jay Moses, a local church pastor, on the various ways he's brought other faith traditions into the worship and activities of his Presbyterian congregation. Coming up, the October 1st episode features a conversation Lee had with two women from the Jubilee Circles in Mexico. They tell about a powerful recent gathering of Jubilee Circles of San Diego, San Mateo, and San Cristobal. On the mid-month episodes this fall, you'll hear our mini-series on having a less consumer Christmas called Whose Birthday? The show notes, by the way, at simplelivingworks.org are quite extensive for this mini-series. Those at the Common Good podcast are much more modest. All the items for all four episodes are available in text and audio if you want to hear or read all the items at your own pace. Do listen. We're sure to pick up thoughts you'll value. We certainly did as we created these episodes. Also, please subscribe to my Simpler Living Daily Nudge to get quick reminders of Lee's blogs, the Common Good podcast, Simple Living Works podcast, and other intriguing happenings and events, such as non-conform freely celebrations, ways to honor rites of passage and holidays without consumerism. Please share your thoughts on these subjects. Leave a message on the Common Good podcast and Simple Living Works Facebook pages. Well, time to wrap up this episode. If you're a regular listener, you've heard our closing comments, so we'll say goodbye now. But if you're a newer listener, here's what we'd like you to know about this podcast. Please subscribe to our Jubilee Economics, One Earth, and Simple Living Works blogs. We post nearly new every week, so if you're a subscriber, you'll be told when we post something new. Subscriptions are free. Subscribe to our blogs through our websites. You can also subscribe to the Common Good Podcast and Simple Living Works podcasts at iTunes or your favorite podcast service. Urge your friends to do the same. Until next time, this is Jerry Iverson of Simple Living Works with co-host Lee Van Ham of the Common Good Podcast and Jubilee One Earth Economics, wishing you well as we strive together to bring simpler One Earth living into being for the common good.
Simply live, learn to live simply so others can live.